Whether ambition is good or bad depends on your motive. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are currently in the middle of our series, Kabbalistic Emotional Training, exploring the seven layers, the seven emotional layers of the soul. So far, we dealt with the first three, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, connection, love, giving. Gevura was withholding, discipline, as we talked about. And then last week, we talked about the synthesis of the two, being able to seek truth and sometimes combine both Chesed and Gevura into a symphonic beauty that achieves what needs to be achieved rather than expressing who we are. Today, we start what's called the second triangle. So the first three, the Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, is right, left, and middle. Now we start what's called the second triangle, which is the supportive triangle of the soul. And we deal with the first one called Netzach. Netzach can literally mean ambition or victory. Now, we know what bad ambition looks like. When people are very ambitious, they have a goal, they want to achieve it, they want to rise to fame, be successful in their career, do things that are very powerful and strong, but in the process, I'm not concerned about other people's welfare, not concerned how they might undermine or put down or damage or destroy other people or organizations or things in the process. They pursue things which might even have some merit, but you pay a price along the way. However, ambition is not always bad. It depends what drives it. And there's ambition for good things, aspiring to be similar and to emulate the values and virtues of other people. Often negative ambition comes from jealousy. Negative ambition comes from ego, to be better than other people. Good ambition means I look at people, I aspire, I learn from things, I see things of greatness and of value and of purpose, and I want to try and be like that. I aspire and I'm determined and I'm ambitious to try and become better than I am now. But I want to connect it, good ambition or good netzach, with the word netzach itself. The word netzach itself actually means victory, winning. And Kabbalah teaches us that this concept of netzach is very deeply rooted in our soul and often comes out specifically when there's an enemy, but the enemy we talk about here is the enemy from within. Meaning, we know we should do certain things. So, for example, we use this concept of Netzach as a supportive role. So, we talked about the first emotional concept of the soul, meaning Chesed, giving, love. So, let's say I'm motivated to do kindness, but then things come up, obstacles come up, I'm lazy, there's difficulties along the way, complications, getting to what I want to do in order to implement that chesed. And then suddenly I decide, you know what? I can see there's something standing in the way. There's obstacles in the way. I'm more determined than ever. I'm going to dig deeper and overcome those obstacles, being more determined than ever to achieve what I want to achieve. Today we are faced with many, many obstacles. Those obstacles could come from within deeply, or they can be distorted thinking or mindsets or philosophies from the outside that interfere and stand in the way of spiritual growth, of character development. Rationalization that says, no, I'm going to be more involved in myself, I've got to take care of myself and therefore be unkind to others or not do what I should for others, not be selfish rather than selfless. Netzach, good netzach, means that we look at a challenge, an internal challenge, a challenge that is standing in my way to achieve good things, as a means to ignite the power and desire to win. That's why the word Netzach means victory. And Kabbalah teaches us that power is very deep rooted and it's very strong. And once we reveal and expose the power to win, we go for it and we try to achieve as much as we possibly can. And we go and we overcome any obstacle that's standing in the way in a good way. Meaning not removing other people or undermining other people at all, God forbid, but removing those obstacles that are preventing me, those desires, those mindsets, those experiences that are making it difficult for me to improve spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, So I want to win and I want to overcome the struggle and I'm determined to be victorious. That is good Netzach. So let's just internalize that a bit. I want you just to relax and close your eyes. And just become aware. Normally we begin with just paying attention to your breathing for a few seconds, breathing in and out. Being conscious of the rhythm of life. But now I want you to visualize. Just think about, with awareness, think about a good thing that you tried to do. That you encountered difficulties, complications. Wanted to do a favor for someone else and the car broke down. You wanted to help someone, but something about the person is annoying you, standing in the way of your kindness. You want to pray, but you're lazy. You want to sleep in the morning. Whatever good thing it might be. Picture in your mind this idea of having a goal. You're walking in the street, you're walking in the garden. You desperately need to get somewhere. And then there's a barrier in the way. There's a door that's locked. Someone's put something making it difficult to get through. Think about the power of determination. I'm going to achieve this goal. I'm going to get there, no matter what happens. Think about what lengths you would go to. You would find the person as the key to the door. You would, with extra strength, move the obstacle because you are determined to get there. Think of how deep the power of winning is, the power of determination, the power of positive Netzach. We can do it. It's deep rooted in the soul. Breathe in deeply and think of the neshima, the breath, connecting to the depth of the soul where determination lives. The power of infinite overcoming of all obstacles. The adrenaline of the soul. The power to win. Netzach. Something to think about that when we're too lazy or we're angry or we're offended or something blocking us from making progress. We need to think deeply into that power of Netzach and apply it, overcoming things that stand in our way. Have a good day.